Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. All right, let's switch gears entirely because all week it's been the run-up to Super Bowl 51, or yes, once again, Super Bowl LI. But with just 48 hours to go until kickoff in Houston, let's touch base one more time with WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Hello, Shira.
Hello, Meghna.
Okay, so is it all politics all the time down there in Houston?
No, of course not. The NFL would have no such thing. You do not want to mix football and politics. At least the league doesn't. And they have had players and executives and coaches sidestepping the politics questions all week long.
So has it felt a little strange? I mean, it's almost as if Houston's like this blissful little bubble outside the tumult that is the rest of the United States.
It absolutely is a little bit of a Super Bowl bubble down here where you feel really disconnected from what's going on in the rest of the country. It's, you know, all about meeting former players and current players and, you know, listening to the latest that Brady says and the latest that Matt Ryan says. It's all football all the time. And if you're a football fan, it is like paradise down here. And it's not just for Patriots and Falcons fans. I have seen jerseys from every NFL team in the country. This is the big event for them. And Super Bowl Sunday is like a national holiday for them.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting because you wrote for WBR's Cognoscenti page, Shira, that the apolitical nature or trying to make the Super Bowl a totally apolitical event is in marked contrast to how the NFL began its season, where Colin Kaepernick for the 49ers was at the middle of a cultural and cultural conversation or controversy when he started taking a knee during the national anthem, right?
Yeah, and not only that, he sort of inspired both other professional athletes and college athletes to take stands, to raise awareness about the issues that they care deeply about. And now here we are, a complete reversal, and you hear no talk of politics, and it seems that the players are not hesitant, but almost scared of saying anything or doing anything that would be considered politically controversial. They don't want to provide their team with a distraction or give their team a distraction as they head into the big game. And so they speak very, very cautiously.
So let me play a little bit of tape here, though. This is from Falcons wide receiver Mohamed Sanu responding to a question, I guess, that he got about the executive order on immigration.
It's a very, you know, tough situation. And I just pray that, you know, us as a, you know, country and a world just can be, you know, united.
So, Shira, have the players not been asked at all about it, or have they taken some questions about this?
Oh, no, they've been asked. Yeah. Brady was asked. Mohamed Sanu was asked. And what was interesting about the Sanu press conference when he was asked, that was the first time he was asked about it. And then he was asked three or four times again. And each time his response was, I really just want to stay focused on football. I really just want to stay focused on football. So the questions have been thrown out there. The responses have been weak, to say the least.
Interesting. So I'm going to stick with sports and politics here just for another second, even though you told me you were blissfully in the bubble there. In Houston, because at least one Patriots player has said that he won't go to the White House if the Pats win. That was Martellus Bennett. And I want to ask you about him in just a second. But this isn't entirely unprecedented, right? Because Tom Brady didn't go to the White House when Barack Obama invited the Pats in 2015, even though he had gone in previous years. Can you just remind us why Brady didn't go in 2015?
Yeah, he said it was because of family reasons. And let's be fair he had made trips to the White House for the team's other Super Bowl victories. But there was a theory floating out there that Brady wasn't happy about then White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest criticizing Brady's PR skills and how he handled Deflategate. So there may have been a little bit of tit for tat, and it may not have all been family reasons, but that's sort of the operating theory and never confirmed by Brady.
I see. But Martellus Bennett has said that he won't go if invited this year for political reasons. Isn't that right?
He has, and he said that on media night here at the beginning of the week, and he really took a stand. I'd say let's wait and see. After winning, some players may feel differently. Martellus may feel differently about it. And I think the players also have to ask themselves, is it better to not go or to make a statement by going and saying something or trying to get Trump's ear and educate that, you know, Trump about their perspective? And, you know, when I was thinking about to boycott a White House visit or not, it brought to mind the 1936 Berlin Olympics, and bear with me here. You know, there was this big discussion about whether the U.S. should send a team or not. And imagine what would have happened if they hadn't sent a team and you didn't have Jesse Owens winning those four gold medals and making a tremendous, not only, you know, athletic statement, but a tremendous symbolic statement against the Nazi regime. So I think after the game, after the you know, they focused on the game, And it's over, players may reconsider what's the most effective way to perhaps make a political statement with regard to the opportunity to visit the White House.
Well, Shira, once again, I am mindful that we haven't even actually talked about football, but I'm going to reserve that for Monday, right? So,
okay.
So let's let the game happen. Let's let the gentleman play, and we'll talk about what happens on Monday. Hopefully, we'll be discussing a Patriots victory, right, Shira?
I'm supposed to be objective in this, but it would be nice to be covering a winning team.
Shira Springer is WBUR Sports and Society reporter, joining us from Houston, where she's been covering the Super Bowl all week, and we'll be there through the weekend. Shira, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Back in a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.